As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, September 20th, 2021. Sarah, Vinny, Nikki, and Bryn are, we're all here. We're all ready to go. It's going to be a hot day today. Get sweaty with someone you love.
That's, down there.
Yep. Someone who's down there you just think is the cat's meow. Meow.
We're doing this broadcast on Monday morning, and the news continues to keep breaking about this case of the missing woman.
Oh,
and
Gabby,
boyfriend.
Gabby,
who now they're calling
bag.
A fiance, which I didn't know that was the case.
Yeah, this is actually a hot topic with me and Beefcake right now.
Oh,
tell us everything.
Oh, look at you completely stealing the show. Let's go.
Well, I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of information on it, and there's like Reddit, TikTok stories. So we've been texting and talking about this because I don't know why, out of all the cases, this came up, but. So he suggested clickbait, and I watched that, which is a murder mystery based in Oakland. True, but it's really good. Mm-hmm. And then I'm caught up with Only Murders in the Building. So I feel like I'm just
Tell me anything about it.
I feel like, and then this case happens. I'm like, I can do it. I can solve it. I got this.
You know what's interesting?
Oh my God, we're all solving cases. This is great.
Christina was just talking to me. We were just talking about, we talked about this case, and she mentioned a podcast, and there's a bunch of them, by the way.
Yes.
That are crime solving. And that, what was that big one that was
Serial.
Early?
Serial was early on. They sort of examined the case. This guy's in prison. He proclaims his innocence, and he's going to have a hearing. And
so there's a bunch of these that spawned a million babies, and a bunch of them are pretty good. And what I thought was interesting is as I was asking her, she said, "Do you know this lady's name? Something Farmer, I think." And I said, "No." And she said, "Oh, she's a host of this podcast. It's huge. And she's not even 30 yet. And she's making bank doing this podcast." And I said, "It's interesting how many people have made it big in podcasting that aren't broadcasters, but they're professional researchers.
Right.
They, and so while they're not great, they wouldn't be able to just take on an open mic and go. What they're able to do is be armed with a story that they've researched from front to back.
Right. And it's like writing a book, Vinny.
Right. Exactly right. And so this lady with no broadcast experience majored in research of one kind.
Oh no, we just lost you. All right. So we just lost Vinny. You're back now.
Yeah, anyway, talking after about that podcast. Losing, you know, 5 minutes and the complete train of thought. It's just interesting that someone with research experience has taken over a piece of the podcasting pie because they're able to tell really riveting stories in detail. And I would bet that as we speak, there are people preparing this current headline about the boyfriend and girlfriend road trip that's ended with her dad and him on the run.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that is about to become a very big podcast.
That's all I'm seeing on TikTok is videos of people like what we're doing right now, like a Zoom with their mics, and they're just reading off research, what Vinny is saying about
just
this
talking
case.
About it.
Yeah. And it's just so crazy to me because people are looking at her Instagram posts. One theory is as they think that the fiance, hacked her Instagram and posted pictures a couple days after she died. And sorry, my Zoom. But after she died, and then they are looking into her roots of her hair because, when she's blonde, so her roots, they're like...
You're telling me they're measuring...
Her roots.
Her roots are shorter in this one than they are. That one is supposedly afterward, but she's got clearly 1/8 more inch.
Yes, that's how crazy this is getting. And then the caption format on all of her posts.
Oh.
Well, the mom said that her last contact with this guy, with her daughter,
yes,
was on this date. And she doesn't believe her daughter sent that text. And that can just be a feeling or... the way it was worded. I mean, you do sort of get an idea
Absolutely.
Of someone through the way they communicate, and so maybe he didn't know. I don't know. It's interesting, but I think it's more interesting that podcasting. No, not more. I'm sorry. I know she lost her life, but it's certainly as a broadcaster interesting to me that researchers are doing quite well.
Yes. Well, it's very macabre though that people are actually waiting for interesting stories to make their podcast about. Like, it's I actually think that speaks a lot to who we are as people. Like, we're interested in this thing, we want to hear the breakdown, we love a good conspiracy theory, we love the crazy little details. That's just, it's very human. But I will say that it is, I guess in large part it's because the story's interesting. They go on a road trip. He comes back a lawyer. She disappears. But she's a cute blonde, She's definitely.
Well, that's, you know what? I'll be honest with you. That's one of the things that made me sort of put it on a back burner was here we go with a white blonde chick's missing and the front pages have it nationwide.
Meanwhile, there's plenty of people missing.
Right, right.
They're just not all good looking.
Right. So I definitely was like, if this is just a bad breakup or something dumb like that, I don't want to have us be, three stories deep when it turns out, she just went to another person's campsite and stayed there for a week before resurfacing.
Well, when they found her body over the weekend, I knew we were going to have to
I'm talking about a couple weeks ago when this first started. I was like, I'm not bringing that up yet.
Nikki, what were you about to say?
She has a lot of Instagram followers.
I'll bet she does. I wonder what she had before the fact.
800,000.
Well, she didn't before.
Yeah, I think so. So
yeah, I mean, she probably had 800. And now
she also has a YouTube channel. Yeah, I'm going to click on that link.
Yeah, I want to see what's going on with her YouTube. Look, we're not going to start a true crime podcast, even though we're totally tempted to right now.
Her last video, which is called Van Life, has 3.1 million views.
Oh, my God. This is just her documenting their trip, Van Life?
Yeah.
Oh, this is so tragic. It truly, it's just so awful.
She has 47,000 followers on there. And just one video. And only one video.
Oh, only one video. Oh.
We'll solve it.
You'd think they'd take that down. You'd think that the parents would take that stuff down.
I don't know. I think she's definitely getting this attention she's getting has helped them keep it in the news and help, you know, and it's going to be what gets this guy caught for sure because everybody knows who he is now.
Right. It's going to be hard for him to fade away. Did you ever watch that show? It was on maybe, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago. They took these couples and they sent them off into the, you know, they had to be off the grid because it, I think it was called like On the Run. Remember we talked about this a little bit? And they were showing like they had FBI centers and these like missing person centers and all that stuff. And they were, if they even turned on, if like a license plate catcher, because like apparently on the highway, it's not just when you go through toll booths, it's all along. They're photographing the people that are going by and they're searching through those, looking for these cars and trying to find them. And if they can stay on the run for 30 days, they win whatever the prize is. And it's impossible. Like, you're going through a Taco Bell, and then there's a sting out there in the parking lot. Like, we got you. That's it. You're screwed.
Looks fun. That show looks really
fun. It did look really fun, and they did a good job with it. But it kind of reminds me of that. Like, as soon as you were saying that that guy's nowhere to be found, I'm like, oh, he'll be found.
Well, that's what I was trying to tell you guys, and I don't know that because I was doing it all off the top of my head because I didn't want to read that. There's too many stories and too many angles.
Well, even but now, even today, we've come up with 50 different new pieces.
Yeah, it's right. it's really hard to follow.
They got their phone records, and they had to get a warrant before they could act on them. So there's definitely a hold up a little bit on that. But they said they've got the phones, they know where they are, and they'll be able to use them as soon as the warrant comes through. Whether or not that's how this guy's going to get himself busted, I would imagine by now, especially as we hear, they were apparently both reading crime books. That's another
one
of the stories.
Yeah, one of the things
he was reading a book called Annihilation, which has something to do with, first someone wrote and said, that's an outer space story. And someone else wrote and said, no, there is an element of what people are freaking out about in that book. Another story I read or someone wrote in and said they were both reading crime books. So it's something they were doing kind of macabre together. But that speaks to the podcast popularity we were just talking about.
Right. People are into this stuff. Well, that, you know, that true crime channel, whatever that one is, like that's a big channel. Like these, you know, things that happen in real life that they reenact and they delve deep and they don't ever solve anything or... I mean, maybe occasionally they do or someone gives them a tip, but they're just feeding off people's curiosity about really bad things happening to people. Anyway, there's that. I banged John on Friday for his birthday. It took about 12 minutes, so it was extra long session.
I thought you said 15.
I don't know, 12 to 15 minutes, something like that. We did all the stuff that we do, none of the stuff we don't do.
Nothing
and
extra, huh?
We watched a little bit of porn, which was good. Yeah, he likes that. And so, you know, a lot of times we just wind up knocking it out in the shower, doing, you know, because we're so clean.
Uh-huh.
You can do all the stuff and not worry about yuckiness.
Look, I'm never going to turn down sex and shower sex. Okay. But I find that I really like us both dry, and the only moisture allowed is inside her vagina. Yeah, I prefer that. It feels the best that way.
Yeah. Well, that's what we did. We dried off and we played around in the shower and then we dried ourselves. I even dried my hair. I didn't want him to have to worry about my wet hair.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I don't know if that's a bummer for him or not, but it's a bummer for me. I don't like to have like a wet head and look stupid. And you already look stupid. Oh.
Wait, you know. So you took showers,
yep.
Turned everything off, dried off, and then got back in the shower and did each other?
No. We went into the bedroom, to the actual bedroom.
Oh.
And we, he did the air. You know how you can like screen mirror? So he got somehow, he goes, what do you want to watch?
I see.
I'm like,
right.
You know what I want to watch, baby. Just get it up there.
Well, that's
and
dangerous.
That's fun. It's a turn on.
You don't
on.
Want to accidentally mirror the wrong TV, you know?
No, you don't. You want to make sure that you're in the one that, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Because the kids might come out of their rooms, you know?
Sure.
You never know. So we did that and it was... And I was going, the whole time I was like, happy birthday to you. Just sang the whole time.
Oh,
he
boy.
Loved it. Oh, he was harmonizing with me. It was fantastic.
Was
we were doing,
really?
Doing it to the beat of the, you know, I just was going along with whatever he was giving me, you know, real good.
Good for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I like that.
Lasted
when
forever.
When it affects your voice, you know, if you're singing, it's like,
happy birthday to you. Yeah, like that, Bryn. It was exactly like that. Just like what you imagine. All the stuff was eaten. We dined. We laughed. Yeah, it's hard to sing with a cock in your mouth. You'd be surprised how hard that is.
Wow, Bryn, you're really capturing it as if you
were
there. That's
imagining.
Very well done.
Just wanted to picture it.
Yeah. Yep. Well, there you go. Now you have a picture. I did some extra dirty talk, you know. He likes that. I've actually thought to myself, like, I wonder if he hates my dirty talk. Like, I know he doesn't. But like, what if I decided to be silent during sex? Like, would he even notice?
Or yeah,
be like,
I'm sure
fucking,
he'd notice.
I'm fucking.
Like, what's wrong since you're not talking up a storm? But I, you know, I'm sure he's into it. He has to be. I mean, you've definitely said things on our show. Am I off again?
No, sorry.
No, you're on.
Okay. She's just chasing
a fly.
She's okay.
Chasing a fly.
She's ready to do a murder.
I'm murdering this fly.
You've definitely said things. Whoa, that's a close up of your chest.
Oh, sorry. I got him. Nice. Little bastard. He's been walking around in my window.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Back to you. So anyway,
I was just going to say, you've definitely said things on our show where everybody in the room had to fan themselves. So I'm sure that when you're free to do your thing, it's probably hot.
It's funny too. You know, like I try to get really close to the edge of what's acceptable.
Of hilarity.
Yeah, and sometimes you know you say something and it's just like too much, and then we're both laughing.
Yeah.
And then we kind of have to start over. It takes longer, so I try to avoid that.
The boner kills. Not cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that either. That's but whatever.
Yeah.
You anyway. Two are doing great. Nice
Woo!
To see that you're still going strong after all these years.
I know, 1,000 years. Jesus Christ, we're like the crypt keepers over here.
It's fun.
Do you want to go do it in the crypt?
Not really. Do we have to? All right, I'll do it.
You know what I'm starting to trip out on real quick before we get to the bad advice stuff we need to do? You know when you have a guitar amp, Sarah, and something gets too close to it that's magnetic or like a phone or a charger gets too close to the amp, it makes... a static, the sound we're hearing now.
Yeah.
Is it possible there's something too close to this unit that is making?
It is possible. A lot of the time, that's just like an audio source that's being some interference with like a power outlet or even like a power cord running across an audio line can do that too.
Yeah, the power cord touching the audio line. Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, the Ethernet line probably touching any of the other. Make sure all the cords are separated.
That could. So I'll look at that too.
Yeah, I don't hear it anymore.
It's quiet right now.
I just moved this
I
thing.
I saw it. It was a filing thing.
I just moved this.
You know, though, it was still there when you first moved it.
But now
it seems really, it seems really quiet
let's
now.
Let's try moving it back and see what happens.
No, don't move it back.
Well, I'll move it back at the end. Let's move it back at the end. Big cliffhanger. Now let's get to some bad advice.
Before we do the bad advice, I did want to mention a couple people have had some really good ideas. Somebody mentioned that they would, and this is on my text number, 415-358-1965. I give you alerts and we can chat. Somebody sent me, I thought this was a great idea. First of all, Vaughn, our old Vaughn the Wizard.
Vaughn!
He has started watching Big Brother.
Oh, my God.
And they were suggesting that we should get him on so he can talk about the cookout and, you know, the ramifications of it and what's going on with it. I will say this season is, it has some really boring moments. But overall, it's been good. I'm actually kind of proud of the cookout. Like, they did it, even though they don't seem to really like each other that much. They made it all the way to six.
I'm sure when they get out of this pressure situation, they'll probably all appreciate each other on a level that, you know, they never would have before. But
absolutely.
But I get the tensions are high and you've been around. That's worse than a road trip.
Sure.
Is that trapped in Big Brother house because you're competing and you want to win and someone's decided they know what to do. And you're like, that's not what to do.
Yep. That's not what to do. So. I do think too that there must have been a real temptation when the girls outnumbered the boys in the house to get the boys out because those boys are going to win.
They should have.
But the problem is, they couldn't because of the cookout.
Well,
and because
I mentioned
of that loyalty,
pressure, and we didn't have anyone to really talk to us about it, like Vaughn, who could speak to it. I'm sure they felt pressure to keep that going and not betray it because here they are as a group of six black. Is Hannah black or what is Hannah's
deal? Yeah, she's half black. I think she's half Indian.
Oh, okay. Whatever that is, whatever the case may be, there's, you know, betraying that on public TV might have been pressure there. I don't know.
I'm sure there was, actually. I mean, think about it. It's so huge. Like, no black person has ever won that show. So they're guaranteeing that that's happening.
Yeah.
And to betray that would not speak well to that community, I would think. I'm sure even if there wouldn't be ramifications, there would be. Like, that the fear of that was probably enough to make them go, look, whatever happens, we need to. But
see this to six and then fight it out.
And then. And
I actually, that's why it sort of feels boring now, is that you see X and Kylan sort of having made a pact, and that was the most boring pact they could have made. Like, you wish one of them would have taken another person and another one took it. And then those two groups went to head-to-head. It would have been more exciting.
Right. But we'll save this for the Big Brother podcast, because people right now are going to talk about fucking and stuff. The other thing that I did want to mention, though, because a few people had suggested this, that we should do, once we've all finished with Ted Lasso, that we should do a Ted Lasso roundup. Just talking about, you know, after, and then people won't get spoiled because they won't even be there if they haven't watched the whole thing. But I think that would be fun. It'd be fun to talk about that this second season in a few weeks when the whole thing's over. I thought that was a good suggestion. So I got a note from, and I hope I can find it, from the guy, from the warts guy.
Oh,
and
God. Okay.
So this is just a, let's see here. This is warts guy. Wow, 46 years to remember that. I am drunk as hell. Knob whiskey, 100 proof, one third left. Will send Bryn my life story. Wow, Kurt Cobain, piece of shit. If people knew the real story. Stone Temple Pilots should have all overdosed first album, but more to come in email to Bryn. And do not ever say anything about me. What I said, do not ever says about, like, that's what I've got from him. I'm concerned. This person also says, the email's all true. Just a few things about my life. Thank you, guys. I have had two phone sessions with therapist free from work. It has helped. So that's a good start.
Good.
But I wrote follow up, send us a follow up. Do you have a drinking problem? Although it was Saturday at 10:30 at night. So if there's a time to be drunk, I guess that's it.
Often people who've been abused develop serious drug and or alcohol problems. So that wouldn't be surprise. It would be normal for someone who's been through whatever he's been through. And it's a lot. It only makes that situation worse, right?
It doesn't help, Vinny. People often do that to sort of escape the pains that they're going through and just find that they've made their life a mess.
And I didn't realize that at the time, but I was, because this person hadn't written that they're drinking and drunk and blah, blah, blah in their first letter.
Although their first letter, like, it's outrageous, the typos. And I cleaned that up a lot. And this one is just illegible. I mean, right. I can read a little of the first couple sentences, and then it truly turns into like, okay, I have some issues to deedle with tiltamot. I mean, I'm not kidding. I'm reading that word for word. Like just randomly typing and hitting send.
Yeah, so this person's suffering really bad.
Yeah, which I'm very concerned about this person. Like they're clearly, but... And I have their name. I don't have any.
Well, we're just bad advice. No, what we can do is make, look, first thing I'll say, if this person's listening, you know, I understand I just said it. Often people who've been abused end up having drink and drug problems. That's part of the way you're dealing with something horrific.
Right.
But you can get help at AA. It's free. And it's something that you may not at first think will help, but it does help.
And in its own way, it's like free therapy. You go in there and you sit down and and people spill their stories. It's not just when the last time they had a drink was.
Yeah, there's a lot to it, but it's certainly a great way to help learn to cope with the problems you're dealing with in life. All kinds of problems. All of them.
You'll find people who've been through similar things.
To get some help, and then from there, the counseling will do whatever they can do from there.
Right. And they may even be able to refer you to resources. Just the fact that you're there could make you eligible for that stuff. Like that's a great suggestion, truthfully. That's a good place to start. I think that we got to call it at this point. We only have a minute or so left, and... I just can't imagine starting up another piece here. But I feel like it was a very full show. Did we say fuck enough for everyone?
I don't think we did.
I hope we did.
Darn it. All right. Well,
you know, can't. We only get a half hour, and this thing's got to get turned around and posted at 10 o'clock. So there's that. All right. Right. The end. You already ended it. Why am I still talking? Someone stop me. Someone turn my mic off right now.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.